Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage like so many of you are, and I really appreciate you doing that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Steve Millard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend to you, but he's an old friend of mine. He and I have known each other for a whole year now. Steve and I met in St. Louis almost a year ago at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, and we got to know each other and had some great visits, and so we wanted to make sure that you got a chance to talk to him and see and hear what's going on up in the great city of Cleveland, Ohio. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you here, and it's good to talk to you again after you and I becoming old friends last year, right?
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to having you in Cleveland this year.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the American Chamber of Commerce Executives are going to be in Cleveland. And let me get the dates here now, folks. It's the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of August, right, Steve?
Right, Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah, and so I'm going to be there all week. Be sure to tip your waitresses, folks, and I'm going to be getting there on Tuesday. I'll be broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from up there, Steve, like I did in St. Louis last year.
Well, that's a great opportunity for us to talk about a lot of the issues going on there and also for chambers.
Well, absolutely, and we're going to have a great time. It's going to be a big event this year, I mean, even bigger than last year. St. Louis was the biggest ACCE conference they'd ever had, and this one's going to be even bigger. And I'd just like to take a moment now, Steve, and I know you'll join me, in encouraging all Chambers of Commerce employees, members, if you're a Chamber of Commerce professional, you need to be at this conference, don't they, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have about 1,100 chamber professionals at the conference this year, which is probably about 300 more than last year in St. Louis. And this has really become the meeting of choice for those individuals. These folks are both helping to build communities and build businesses in their local areas, and this is where they come to hear the best of the best talk about what they should be doing in their local areas.
Absolutely. And folks, if you are a member of the chamber, of your chamber, if you're a board member or one of the volunteer members of the chamber management, please find a way to get either your executive director or the membership chairman or whoever, somebody, whoever's in marketing, someone, at least one person, find a way to come up with the ability to get them to this conference. It's still not too late, is it, Steve?
Absolutely not. And it's relatively inexpensive, Jim. You know, for this profession, there aren't a whole lot of development opportunities that are as good. And as a member of a chamber or on a board of a chamber, getting your exec to this conference really helps your whole organization. It's really tremendous.
ACCE.org is how you find out more about that. And, you know, Steve, one of the things that I wanted to say, and folks, I mean this from the heart here. Steve, I've been around a while. I didn't inherit my gray hair. I earned all of them. And and I've been to a lot of conferences. I don't think I've ever seen as much camaraderie and just affection among the people in the Chamber of Commerce community, and I've never seen a group embrace an exhibit hall like they did. I mean, I couldn't believe how. I mean, I remember Chris told me not to take. He told all of us now, don't take your booths down till, you know, like 3 o'clock on Saturday. And I thought, what are you talking about? They're not going to come in here, you know, after breakfast on Saturday. We're never going to see these guys. As we were taking our booth down, people were still coming by.
Yeah, you know, it's an unbelievable event for these folks. They look forward to it all year long. You know, it's really hard to get to a place where the people who understand the pain you deal with every day, I mean, you know that as a small business owner, talking with other small business owners is the only way you sort of get the solace you need. We deal in our communities with very difficult issues, often in high-profile roles, and to be able to get together with your peers and just talk candidly it's such a great experience, and there's really a lot of bonds there.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of cool speakers. Like 200 different speakers are going to be involved in the event. I mean, a lot of really sharp folks are going to be up there. Some people who are members of our Brain Trust are going to be speaking there. Stephen Little is a good friend of ours. He's going to do some speaking there, and so it's a lot of good education that's going to be had. A lot of new friends and old friends that you're going to meet. So, folks, if you're a Chamber of Commerce professional at all, you need to be at this event. And now you're executive director of the Council of Smaller Enterprises, which is a part of the Greater Cleveland Partnership, which is basically the Cleveland Chamber, isn't it?
That's right. We're the second largest chamber in the country.
After Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
But tell us about the Council of Smaller Enterprises.
Sure. Council of Smaller Enterprises, or COSE as it's better known around here, is a small business organization. We're about 15,000 of the 15,500 members of the Greater Cleveland Partnership. And really, we do three major things for our members. We do group purchasing on products and services for small business, everything from employee benefits to electricity to office products. We do peer-to-peer based assistance, education, conversation, and networking. So that, what I said before, the only way small businesses really kind of get to the next level at times is working with their peers and really understanding what each other go through. So we facilitate that. And we do small business advocacy at the local, state, and federal level.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's you know, when you've got a big chamber like yours, it's good that you guys came up with a vessel, a mechanism, a community, a place for small business owners really to feel at home, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the unique things about COSE, and it's not really existing in lots of other places, but it's the small business owners helping small business owners. You know, big business guys have issues that a lot of them are same for businesses, but they're a different kind of approach.
That's right.
For you, risking your capital every day as an entrepreneur, there's nothing like others like you to talk about those issues. And we got our own board, our own issues, a lot of autonomy, but we operate with the larger business community to get things done here in Cleveland.
We work without a net. We need special attention. And you know all about that, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely.
The one of the things we want to talk about when we come back is something called Affiniday. Now, wasn't this your idea?
Well,
aren't you the father of Affiniday?
Chris Mead, the ACCE, and the great staff there, we came up with the idea together, but it's a great, exciting event.
Tell us about it. Get started. We're going to take a break. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, one of the things that chambers do often is connect their members with great opportunities to save money or get unique services they can't get access to on their own. So Affiniday is all about bringing those companies that provide those opportunities together with the chamber executives who can help connect them to small businesses.
And it includes a lightning round, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that. And this might be something that you want to do in your own. This would be something I would say to you. Do try this at home. We're going to be right back with Steve Millard right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. John Millard is it's not John Millard, Steve Millard. John was the last hour. Steve Millard. Maybe he has a brother named John. Who knows? Steve is executive director of the Council of Smaller Enterprises, which is a part of the Greater Cleveland Partnership, which is a really big chamber of commerce. That's what they call themselves in Cleveland. It's number two, the second largest chamber on the planet. He's the chief operating officer of the Greater Cleveland Partnership. He's also on the board of directors of the American Chamber of Commerce executives, and he's our good friend Steve. As we went to the break, we're talking about the Affiniday, which, to my knowledge, has never been done before. This is like a brand new thing, and I'm excited about it. Chris Mead, our good friend at the ACCE, has asked me to moderate the lightning round of the Affiniday. Tell the audience what's going to happen at that.
Well, this is a day. Usually we do about a session or two at the conference on affinity programs. And this year we've convinced the organization to do about 7 hours on affinity programs because it's such a big part of how chambers try to survive, not only to create savings for their small businesses, but that creates value, which creates membership and revenue for the chambers.
And so not non-dues revenue.
Non-dues revenue.
Which is what chambers have to have. Non-dues revenue is what all nonprofits have to have these days, isn't it?
You have to have a nice mix. You can't survive on contributions or dues alone. So anyway, we're going to take these professionals who do these programs for their chambers. It's a big area of interest for them. Some of us who do a lot of them and do them well are going to talk to others about what you can do to do better in your chamber. And we're also going to bring a whole bunch of those people who provide those programs to meet these chamber execs, and hopefully some relationships get created and some business gets done.
Absolutely. I think it will. I think it's going to be the hit of the week. And it's going to be on Wednesday. And so, and what I can't wait, even though I'm not trying to wish our lives away, and I can't wait for this one, I think if we replay this again next year in Sacramento, it'll be even bigger, because I think people are going to catch on to it this time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised so far. I mean, I didn't know how this was going to do, but we have more than 80 chamber executives signed up, and I think we've got 20 or so of the providers, so, and some really great names involved, big chambers and big providers.
Absolutely, and I'm going to be moderating the lightning round, which is the three-minute thing where everybody gets to stand up and tell, say, for 3 minutes, tell all about their company, and I'm the guy who has to, you know, I've got the gong. I'm going to be gonging them off the stage if they run over their time, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Talk to us about Cleveland, and I mean, Cleveland has really come back, hasn't it?
Yeah, Cleveland has had an interesting history. I'm not a native Clevelander, but I got here about 10 years ago, and we had gone through some major changes in the community maybe 10 years before that, and started with this whole idea of public-private partnerships, really bringing business and the government together to get some good things done. And, you know, we've had a renaissance. We've done some great things. We've built some new infrastructure. We've
Downtown is beautiful.
Fame. We've got a House of Blues. We've got the Science Museum. We've got one of the most fabulous art museums in the country and arts areas. And we also have the second largest collection of performing arts things outside of New York City in our Playhouse Square. So it really is a tremendous place to visit and a tremendous place. And again, it's been done and changed a lot because of the cooperation between the business community and the government institutions.
Well, absolutely. You've got to have that if you're going to really grow your businesses, your communities, I should say, in the 21st century. And I'm really proud of what you guys have done. I was there about 10 years ago, the last time, and it was it was very impressive what had happened to Cleveland. And now, one of the things that you're going to do is for us, when I come up there in August for the ACCE conference, you're going to introduce us and allow us to hopefully help us get some of your champion small business owners on the show, aren't you?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of fabulous entrepreneurs, just like in every city, but they've got great stories. And they also, beyond the stories about their own businesses, these are people who also have contributed in big ways to our civic community. So one of the great things about small businesses is they don't get the recognition. They don't have the marquee names at times, but they really are the arms and legs below a lot of the civic initiatives that happen in any city. So I'd love to share some of those folks with you and have them talk about what they're doing for their business and for Cleveland.
It's what makes us so lovable and huggable. We're just so cuddly. It's what makes us so cuddly, Steve, you know?
Well, you see, Dan, that's a word.
all right, what else you got on your mind? What else is going on in Cleveland?
Well, we're involved knee-deep in a big event in October for our own small businesses. We've got, as I said, about 15,000 small business members. We're going to try to get about 1,100 of those folks herded into one room for a couple of days. Variety of education, but again, this peer-based member-to-member discussions. We've got about 60 breakout tracks for small businesses. And when I say small businesses, I'm talking about what I love to call the great unwashed. Those are our members. These are the people who are the retailers, the mom-and-pop shops,
the simple
not the
folk.
Sexy high-tech. Right. You know, and these are the guys who are driving the economy. So
that's right.
A lot of very basics. How to pick a board of advisors, how to write your first website, how to, you know, communicate, how to balance your professional and your personal life if you so desire to have one.
When is that going to happen?
You know, I mean, that's going to happen in October, the 12th and the 13th in Cleveland. It's free to our members, actually.
Wow.
And it's about $500 for those who aren't members, and we invite anybody who wants to come check it out.
Steve Millard, ladies and gentlemen. Give us the website there at the Cleveland Partnership.
It's www.cozy.org. That's for COSY.
All
and
right.
then... That's where you can get to us.
That's the best way to. Steve, I'm looking forward to seeing you in about a month, and I can't wait to have some fun with you guys up there.
Looking forward to it, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks. Steve Millard, ladies and gentlemen, a great Chamber of Commerce executive. Going to be right back with Marianne Hudson. She's with the Kauffman Foundation. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.